Okay, so the Gemara in Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph in Kedushin continues where we left off. Previously, we'd been discussing that we were trying to find a makar that you can use kesef, kinyan kesef, to acquire an Eved Ivri who sells himself into slavery. So the Gemara initially presented the makar of a Gezer Shava of Sachar, linking the discussion in Parshas Re'eh regarding an Eved Ivri who was sold into slavery by Beis Din, with the topic in Parshas Bar of an Eved Ivri who sells himself into slavery. And so if we link those two topics, we can say the same way that you can use Kesef to acquire an Eved Ivri who is sold by Beis Din, you can use Kesef, a Kinyan Kesef, to acquire an Eved Ivri who sells himself into slavery. But the Gemara said, wait a second, isn't there somebody out there, a Tana out there, who doesn't buy into this Gezer Shavav Sacher Sacher? So how would he learn that you can, how would he know that you can use Kinyan Kesef to acquire an Eved Ivri who sells himself into slavery? So the Gemara suggested an alternative makar of Vichi Sasig. The word Vichi links the topic of an Eved Ivri who sold to a guy, who sells himself to a guy, with the topic of an Eved Ivri who sells himself to a Yid. So the Gemara then wanted to know, who exactly is this Tana who doesn't buy into the Gezer Shava of Sacher Sacher? So the Gemara, starting in Yudalad of Abayz, presented this Braisa, and the Gemara suggested maybe it's the Tanakama of this Braisa, where there's a debate between the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer regarding whether the halachos for an Eved Ivri and who sells himself into slavery and an Eved Ivri who's sold into slavery by Beis Din, whether their halachos are the same with respect to four areas. And we thought that because the Tanakhama distinguished between the halachos of an Eved Ivri who sells himself into slavery and an Eved Ivri who's sold into slavery by Beis Din, because he distinguishes between those two, must be that he doesn't hold of the Gezer Shava. And Abai said, no, that's not necessarily true. He does hold of the Gezer Shava. They're just special mutim indications in the Psukim that tell you that the rules are different in these four areas. Okay, so now the Gemara returns to the question of, well, who exactly is the Tana that doesn't hold of the Gezer Shava of Sacher Sacher? So the Gemara suggests, well, maybe it's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. We know that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov has an interesting analysis of the Pasuk of Ashava Mashbachto, that when the Psukim in Parshas Bahar discuss an Eved Ivri who sold, who sells himself to a Yid, the Psukim say, V'yatzame imach, hu banavimo, v'shav el mashbachto. So now, the Pashas of the Psukim are talking about an Eved Ivri who sells himself to a Jew. The problem is, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says, the Pasuk can't be talking about an Eved Ivri who sells himself to a Jew. Why can't it be an Eved Ivri who sells himself into slavery? Because if the Pasuk is just telling you that an Eved Ivri who sells himself into slavery goes free by Yovel, we already know that halacha. How do you know that halacha? From the immediately preceding Pasuk. The immediately preceding Pasuk says, Ashnas ha-Yovel yavor imach. So it's pretty explicit that he serves you only until Yovel. So now maybe you'll tell me, oh, well, then maybe the Pasuk is talking about a Nirtza, that an Eved Ivri who became a Nirtza, so he goes free when Yovel comes. So Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says that can't be, because we already know that from a different Pasuk. And the Gemara later on will try to figure out which Pasuk you know that from. But for now, let's just take it for granted that we already know that from a different Pasuk. So therefore, Rav Elazar ben Yaakov concludes, must be that this Pasuk of Ashava Mashpachto, Pasuk telling you that an Eved Ivri goes free when Yovel comes, must be talking about an Eved Ivri who is sold by Beis Din. And so, if Yovel comes before the six-year term is over, he goes free by Yovel, even though he didn't complete the full 6 years. So now, if this is the case, then we have one pasuk to teach you, we have one pasuk of Achnasa Yovel Yavodimach to teach you that an Eved Ivri who sells himself into slavery goes free by Yovel, and we have a different pasuk of Veshava Mashpachto to teach you that an Eved Ivri who is sold by Beis Din goes free by Yovel. Well, I don't understand. If you learn the Gezer Shava of Sacher Sacher, then I would know to connect, to exchange, to interchange the halachos between an Eved Ivri who sells himself into slavery and an Eved Ivri who is sold by Beis Din. If that's the case, why do I need two different psukim? Why do I need a pasuk of Ashava Mashpachto and a pasuk of Achnasi Yovel Yavonimach? Just learn it in one place and use the Gezer Shava of Sacher Sacher to teach you that that the halacha that applies to one applies to the other. So clearly, if Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds that we need a separate pasuk of a Shalom Mishpachto to teach you that an Eved Ivri who is sold by Bezin goes free by Yovel must be that he doesn't hold of the Gzer Shava of Sacher Sacher. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak turns around and says, no, that's not necessarily true. It could very well be that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov does hold of the Gzer Shava of Sacher Sacher. Well, the problem is then, if he does hold of the Gzer Shava of Sacher Sacher, why does Rav Elazar ben Yaakov think that we need a special pasuk of Shava Mishpachto to teach you that Neved Ivri, who is sold by Bezdin, goes free by Yovel? Why doesn't he just learn that out from the pasuk of Achnasa Yovel Yavonimach? By a Neved Ivri who sells himself into slavery, we would use a Gzir Shava to apply that halacha to a Neved Ivri sold by Bezdin. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak explains, because I would think that to ignore the Gzir Shava in this case, why would I think to ignore the Gzir Shava when it comes to an Neved Ivri sold by Bezdin going free by Yovel? Because a Neved Ivri who sells himself into slavery didn't do anything wrong. The guy was just desperate for money, so he sold himself into slavery. But a guy who was sold by Bezdin, he did do something wrong. He stole. And so I would think Bezdin sold him to slavery. Why on earth should Yovel release him prematurely? And therefore, I would say, ignore the Gzer Shava, linking the psukim of Ashnasi Yovel Yavonimach via Sacher Sacher to an Eved who was sold by Bezdin. And therefore, I would say that an Eved Ivri sold by Bezdin should not go free by Yovel. And that's why I need a special pasuk to teach you to disregard the svara that you would have had to disregard the gzer shava of sacher sacher. Okay, so now that was the attempt at number two to try to find a tana who doesn't buy into the gzer shava of sacher sacher. But either way, within Rav Elazar ben Yaakov's line of thinking, the Gemara, the Braisa had said that the pasuk of a Shava Mishpachto can't be telling you that a Neved Ivri who sells himself into slavery goes free by Yovel, because we already know that from the pasuk of Achnasa Yovel, Yavorimach. And it can't be talking about a Nirtza, because we already know that a Nirtza goes free by Yovel. The question is, well, how do you know that a Nirtza goes free by Yovel? So the Gemara says, oh, well, there's a Braisa that discusses that very end. The Braisa analyzes the pasuk of Ishaftim Ish al Chuzaso, V'ish al Mishpachta. This is the pasuk in the context of Yovel in Parshas Behar. When the pasuk discusses Yovel, the pasuk says, V'kidashtim Eish Shnasa Chamishim Shana, U'krasim Doror Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshveh, Yovel Hi, that's Yovel, Yovel Hi Tiyo Lachem, V'shaftim Ish al Chuzaso. And a man will return, and you should return a man to his Achuza. So the question then is, what man are we talking about in the pasuk? So the Braisa explains, well, this Vishavtim Ishal Achuzaso can't be talking about an Eved who sells himself into slavery, because we already know from the pasuk of Achnasa Yovel Yavonimach that a Yid who sells himself into slavery goes free by Yovel. And it can't be talking about an Eved who is sold by Bezin into slavery, because as we discussed a moment ago, we already know that from the pasuk of Ashava Mishpachto. So what is this pasuk of Ashavtim Ishal Chuzaso talking about? Must be that this pasuk is talking about a Nirtza. That a Nirtza, a person who becomes a Nirtza, only a couple years before Yovel, so he would go free when Yovel comes. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. How do you know that this pasuk should be talking about a Nirtza? What gives it away? So Rava Bar Shila explains that, if you notice, the pasuk highlights the fact that this is an ish. V'shaftim ish alachuzaso. Why does it highlight an ish? It sounds like that this is a halacha that applies only by man and not by woman. So what kind of avdus is applicable only to a man and not a woman? That's ritzia, because ritzia, as we know from before, does not apply to a woman. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, so lemaisa, the way that it comes down, is that there are three separate psukim to teach you that an Eved goes free by Yovel. One for an Eved who sells himself into slavery. That's what we have the pasuk of Achnasa Yovel Yavodimach. That teaches you that an Eved who sells himself into slavery goes free by Yovel. Then we have the pasuk of Ishava Mishpachto that teaches us that an Eved sold by Bezin goes free when Yovel comes. And then we have the pasuk of Shaftim Ishal Chuzaso to teach you that an Eved who is a Nirtza goes free by Yovel. Even if he became a Nirtza only a couple years ago. So the Gemara says, well, why do I need three different psukim for all of these topics? So the Gemara says, well, it's very simple. When it comes to the Mechru Bezin Kiss versus the Nirtza, a Nirtza, you would think that Yovel should not release him. Why? Why would I think that a Nirtza should not be released upon Yovel? Because a Nirtza had the opportunity to leave. He had the opportunity to go free. And instead, he chose to disregard the pasuk of Ki Avadaihem, that you, all the Jewish people, are my HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servants. And instead, this fellow opted to become an Eved, and to continue to be an Eved, even though he didn't need to. And so, maybe Yovel shouldn't release this person from his slavery. Masha Enki, when it comes to Mechru Besen, the guy committed a crime, so he was sold into slavery. So fine, but at least he didn't opt for Avdus, and therefore maybe Yovel should set him free. So that's why I need to spell out Mechru Besen and Nirtza. But on the other hand, if the Pasuk would have mentioned only Nirtza, as opposed to a case of Mechru Besen, so I would have said, yeah, of course a Nirtza should go free when Yovel comes, because Lamaisa, he served a full term already. So if he did enough time, so then maybe you should go free by Yovel. But a Mechru Besen, the guy was sold into slavery only a couple years ago, and now Yovel's setting him free before the full 6 years are up. So of course he shouldn't go free by Yovel. So that's why we need a special pasuk for an Eved who was sold by Besen into slavery, and for an Eved who was a Nirtza. So now the Gemara goes on, though, and wants to know, well, wait a second. We know that when the Pesukim in Devarim, in Parshas Re'eh, discuss in Anirtza, Pesukim say that Va'avado Le'olam. And we know, though, that the Va'avado Le'olam really means that he serves you up until Yovel. But on the other hand, we also have this Pasuk in Parshas Bahar that says, V'shaftim Ish Alechuzah. So, the question is, why does a Pasuk convey the Halacha that you go free by Yovel in these two different ways? So the Gemara explains, this is because if I would have used only the word v'shaftem, let's start with l'olam. If I would have started with l'olam, l'olam sounds like, yeah, he should serve you forever. So that's why the Pasuk has to tell you, v'shaftem ish al-chuzasot, to teach you that's not really forever, it's l'olam moshel yovel. On the other hand, if the Pasuk would have written v'shaftem without using the word l'olam, I would have said, oh, okay, so why should it be any different? For a nirtza, Anir's already served a full six-year term, and he could have gone free after 6 years. So now, after the Ritzia, I would think, okay, look, if the guy served already 6 years, so then he should go free. So Kamashulan, right, and therefore it shouldn't be any different than before, when he was in Eved, before the Ritzia actually happened. So that's why I have the Pasuk of La'olam, to buffer that point. So at the end of the day, the Gemara tried to look for this was the second attempt of the Gemara to try to find a Tana who doesn't hold of Sachar Sachar. The Gemara thought it was Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, because Rav Elazar ben Yaakov says that we need two different psukim, one to teach you that Neved Ivri who sells himself into slavery goes free by Yovel, and another pasuk to teach you that Neved Ivri sold by Bezdin goes free by Yovel. So it sounds like he doesn't link the two halachos to learn one from the other. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak explained that that's not true. It could very well be that he holds of the Gezer Shav of Sachar Sachar. It's just that he requires a separate pasuk because you would have thought to disregard the Gezer Shav in these circumstances. And then the Hemchuk Gemara is just trying to figure out Rav Elazar ben Yaakov's line of thinking. Okay.